There used to be a lot of day centres and soup kitchens that used to do meals, but the government stopped funding them, so a few of them have closed down. Other ones have started charging for them. And it's just sort of like, most of the time we're eating like secondhand sandwiches, or sort of like me, I sort of like eat bags of chips and things like that, not proper meals, not what we call a healthy meal. But it's food. Food is food. Eat anything. It's tough. There's no two ways about it. It's tough. I've lost friends. I actually woke up next to a dead friend once. In 1996, we had this weekend, and it was on the newspaper. It says it's the coldest weekend in recorded history. And I actually woke up next to a friend who died during the night. We went to sleep in our doorway, sort of like we sleep with a sleeping bag over our heads to sort of like retain some warmth, and woke up in the morning with 6 inches of snow on us, and I sort of like pulled the sleeping bag off my head and I was like, whoa, 6 inches of snow. I went to wake up my friend, sort of like shook him, he didn't move, took the sleeping bag off of his head, and he was just blue. He had died during the night of hypothermia. Since I've been on the streets, I've lost a lot of friends who've died on the streets. One of them died of a drug overdose. He didn't even know he was taking drugs because he had a migraine. You know what a migraine is? A very bad headache. And he sort of like, he asked these people, did they have any paracetamols? Sort of like help him with his headache. And they gave him these two tablets. They said, are you homeless? And he went, yes. He says, oh, we've got some painkillers, got some paracetamols. And they gave him these two tablets. And they weren't paracetamol. It was ecstasy. And he overdosed and died. But most of the time I've lost friends. They've sort of like died because of the cold, or they're just not eaten properly and they've had liver failure, things like that. It's like there's just so much prejudice and so much sort of like bad publicity towards homeless people. So like the general public, they believe the bad publicity, and they think that we're all alcoholics or drug addicts. And it's sort of like when we're begging or selling the big issue, they won't give money because they think you're going to spend it on drink or drugs. And so like it's not. Yes, there are homeless people that drink and take drugs, but they are so few. And but because they're the ones that are visible, that people think they're the ones that have, all homeless people like that, and it's not. It's just so the other way around. Most of us don't drink or take drugs.